It's called The Great Clock. The few trees left bear fruit of flame that smudge their muddy bark. There is wisdom in the glowing pomegranates that whirl hissing to the ground like molten tears. There is peace in the breathing blue leaves of the sky, a stormy beauty in the dirty cotton tricks of the clouds. When fall goes, there is nothing left. Lonely ashen spikes mark their simple non-existence, await the quenching comfort of the white snow. The people in town peep out from their shutters. They wait still, breathless, rolling their big eyes like bright apples along the slits of shade. Outside, a single mottled arm directs the traffic of the wind, guides the confused, gritty air like a conductor shaping Shostakovich. There's a long, smooth bridge with no one on it. It opens into the dream, into the shadowed underworld beyond the river of birdsong. A glass hand reaching into that place we know is there, but can never see when we are looking for it. So suddenly it is spring. The sun on the far horizon is falling in on itself, leaving a magenta dimpled swirl in the red brick dawn, like a bright dust devil, trailing a dazzling wake of metallic feathers, as if a wild giant peacock molded as it climbed the sky. The people flood out, swelling the streets with human whirlpools, swinging each other around in ever-changing pairs, an endless change of arms locking and unlocking, carelessly flinging each other into another. The song, more a clamor, rises from the crowd like smoke. The rhythm, a hollow pulse, throbs from the tower of the wooden church in the dead center of the square. The great clock still ticks, ticks there, and as incessant and monotonous as their own hearts. The old church catches fire, but no one seems to care. New people come into town now from across the bridge, spiraling out of the darkness with no bodies at first. No one anywhere has a face anyway. Only one large eye is red as flame, smiling or snarling or opening like a hungry mouth. The clock tower, now a black skeleton, a charcoal sketch of itself, collapses with a heaving sigh, a litany of ash, a chiming of embers. One at a time, the people go home, back to their shuttered houses, back to their own dark beginnings.